I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spear.
Well, thank you very much, man with the golden voice, and a very good Monday morning out to you fine folks in Radio Land. Scott Spears along. Hold on a second. I'm not Scott Spears. I'm Adam. I should have known that, right? Looking in the mirror, I am definitely Adam, welcoming you as I take over the reins here, and it's only temporary. Scott will be back very, very soon, but on this nice, chilly, slightly frosty Monday morning, Adam welcoming you to another edition of Now Without Scott Spears. But that's okay. We're going to have a great show nonetheless. Current time, about 20 minutes after 8, just a few days before the big day. Hopefully Santa will be very good to you. Kind of feels a little Christmassy outside with the frost, but it is going to warm up a little bit and be a nice late spring, early winter day for you here in mid-Ohio. In the studio with me is my special guest, and I've been promoting that on Facebook, and I don't believe he's been on this program before. However, he is definitely worth the wait. Here in the great city of Marion, there is a lot of history, and it's impossible to be in Marion, whether you work here, live here, go to a restaurant, without noticing all the history that is such an integral part of this city, and of course the Mid-Ohio area in general. We of course talk about Warren G. Harding, his legacy, the newspaper, his gravesite, but today we're going to talk about the Huber Historic Home, another aspect of Marion history, and I have gone straight to the top with this and brought in Mr. Bob Goyer, who is the owner of the home, along with his wife, Connie, and they've been the owners since 2011. It is a Federalist-style brick mansion, over 8,000 square feet, which you can tour, you can have events in, and just kind of appreciate the beauty, the grandeur, the historical nature of the structure. We are taking phone calls. Bob is live in the studio with me here at our headquarters on South Prospect Street in the great city of Marion. You have a question for Bob about the Huber home, about Marion history that's related to it, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. Again, Adam here substituting for Scott on a program that I sometimes call Now Without Scott Spears. Let me make sure that the intern has properly duct taped the controls, and I have turned up the right knob so that we can introduce my special guest, Bob. Let me try this one here. Bob, how are you on this slightly wintry Monday morning in Mid-Ohio?
I'm great, and thanks for having me on this morning.
It's my pleasure. Can you just talk for a second? Let me make sure I've turned up the right knob.
Well, I was born here in Marion. My wife and I both went to local schools. I went to Elgin. She went to River Valley. And so we're very much a part of the Marion community, love the Marion community, love the history of Marion, and so we just have always enjoyed the not only just the history, but we like architecture too. We like creative, innovative architecture and styles of homes and such. So there's several reasons why we bought the Huber home, but that's a few of them.
Now, I'm looking at the brochure that you gave me, and you purchased the home about 10 years ago. Now, it's 8,100 square feet, which is much bigger than this this structure, bigger than my house. That's enough, I would think, to house 20, 30 people, and that's kind of why you have a combination usage.
Right.
There's tours, appreciating the great history, and this may not be as well known as other aspects of Marion history, but once you delve into it, you realize you're missing quite a bit.
Well, really, this home is probably the second most well-known residence of someone in Marion. You know, of course, the Harding home is the number one, but the Huber home, And what went on in the Huber home is significant to Marion's history. And, you know, as you, further away you get from, you know, the early 1900s, the less you remember about those things. But we like to remind people about Huber. And, of course, Edward Huber is well known because he's the father of industry for Marion. And his home was directly behind our home right now, and was torn down. I'm not sure what year Edward Huber's home was torn down, but anyway, we've been there for 10 years now and love it.
Good morning, caller. You are on WWGH Radio with Adam and Bob.
Yeah, I know the house used to be the water company.
That's correct.
Did you restore it back to its original?
It's you know, I mean, when you say original, the house, the interior of the house is amazing. On the first floor, the chandeliers and the sconces, for example, are the original ones, which is phenomenal to have that. The woodwork is still the same woodwork. Nothing's been painted or changed or anything on the first floor. Second floor's had a little bit of renovation. The second floor is where the Hubers, it was Frank and Nona Huber that lived on the second floor, and the first floor is where they entertained, and the third floor is where the ballroom and the servants lived. So it's pretty close to original.
I figured the water company went in there and redid a bunch of that.
Yeah, drop ceilings and running wires here and there, and really we've had to do a lot of infrastructure changes. That's more, you know, the things like plumbing and electrical and you know, that kind of stuff has really been a major, you know, time-consuming, and old cast iron pipes and galvanized pipes and so, you know, we've had a lot to do that way. But as far as the actual house itself, it was built like a fortress, really. It's just amazing. One thing we learned here not too long ago is that when they poured the foundation, Frank Huber, who was Edward Huber's son, he said, "I want that foundation to sit for 1 year before we build on it." So that foundation is as solid as you can possibly get.
It'd be interesting to go through there.
Yeah, it's a neat experience. The workmanship is incredible in the house, and we like sharing the history as we go through the house.
Okay, well, I'll listen more.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yep.
27 minutes after 8 here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on a program that we call Now Without Scott Spears. Adam L. substituting for our famous interviewer to the stars as we approach the big day, just 4 days until Christmas Eve. I tell you, my mama always said, as you get older, time flies, and she wasn't kidding when she said that, to say the least. We are speaking with Bob Goyer, along with his wife, Connie. He owns the Huber historic Huber home. See, I knew I would say that.
Yeah, one of the neat features, there's a lot, but when you walk in the front doors, which are very stately looking, there's a bronze H in the I don't know what you call it, in between the two the doors, but there's marble floor and a bronze H, you know, for the Huber scene. So that's really a cool feature of the house to see.
So, Bob, you and your wife, Connie, bought the house just over 10 years ago. I was thinking about my mama again, and one thing she also would say about a big house is, how do you keep it clean? That house is almost 10 times the size of our studio facility. And do you have a cleaning staff, or are you just really?
Yeah, we have a cleaning staff, unpaid cleaning staff.
Okay,
my wife and I.
So you and your wife,
yeah,
you clean an 8,000 square foot house all by yourself.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And we're asked that question probably more than that question is one of the top questions. The other one's, how do you heat that place, you know, that big? So those are the two most common questions. And, you know, we just take one room at a time, one thing at a time. For example, on the first floor, which we don't use unless there's a group there, we don't really clean until a group is, you know, it has been there. And so it's cleaned on a regular basis, and it's not that bad. The dusting is the worst because you got to dust around, and that's probably the biggest thing. But, you know, we just take it as it comes, and we don't let it overwhelm us. We just do what we can as we can. And then and the heating, air conditioning, we have each floor has its own HVAC, and so, you know, we keep it pretty efficient.
So you have separate HVAC, and right. that'll keep the cost
yeah.
down.
So we keep, you know, the first floor, if we're not using it, we just keep it down. And on third floor, we really don't even, if it's not being used at the time, we don't even need to heat that because the heat rises, you know, from the second floor. And so we maintain it pretty good. It's still 8,100 square feet of space to keep, you know, taken care of. But, if a lot of people don't know this, or some may remember, but back in 1996, my wife and I, we bought what's called the Euler Building. I know a lot of people would know what the Euler Building is if they have lived here in Marion very long, but now it's where it's on the corner of Center and Prospect Street, that five-story building that has the lookout tower up above. We bought that in 1996 when it was totally derelict.
That's not far from here.
No.
I think I've seen that house. The architecture in Marion is so diverse.
Right.
It's just fascinating for a city this size. You just go to a different part of town and you see different kinds of homes. Many areas, it's like all the houses look the same. I swear, every house in Marion is different. Every house has personality here, which you realize when you cruise around Marion.
Right, right. Well, now, the building I'm referring to, Adam, you may not know what the Euler Building is, but it, I don't know what they call it right now, but it's where the they have a barbershop on the first floor, and Lois Fisher had bought the building from us, and then she renovated it, but we had built a loft apartment on the third floor, and she took it and expanded on it, and then we sold it, you know, now I understand she sold it to another person, but anyway, so we kind of cut our teeth, so to speak, on that building, which is a huge building. Each floor is 8,000 square feet in that building, so we really took on a big project there. So we downsized to where we're at now.
Speaking with Bob Goyer, who along with his wife Connie has owned the historic Huber home for just over 10 years and is located at 416 East Church Street here in Marion, not too far from our studio on the near south side of town. We are taking your telephone calls, questions about tours, using the facility for an event, or just some of the legacy that the home has. It was built, I was always pretty good at arithmetic, but not necessarily at 8:30 in the morning. It was built 113 years ago by Frank Huber. Taking your telephone calls again, feel free to give us a ring here. Adam substituting for Scott Spears on this frosty Monday morning, December 20th, 740-383-WWGH. Those are the digits. Now, Bob, the home was built, again, in 1908 by Frank Huber, son of Marion's father of industry, Edward Huber. It is a Federalist-style three-story mansion. And it has five bedrooms, nine fireplaces. Now, I guess back in those days, you didn't have a high-efficiency gas furnace or a nice central air unit. So when it got time for winter to rear its head, like it's kind of doing now, you would use a fireplace and other methods of heating. But you said you have separate HVAC for each floor. So
right.
Obviously it's been modernized.
Right.
These... You know, a fireplace adds ambiance. It's romantic.
Uh-huh.
Of course, wood has gone up in price, but you can always supply your own.
Yeah.
We've had the great wood shortage of 2020 and 2021, but it has gotten better.
Yeah.
Are these all functioning fireplaces, Bob? Do you use them?
No, they're not all functioning. We've closed up several of them, and the main fireplace on the first floor, and they're all gas fireplaces, by the way. They weren't wood. They were gas. So gas lines were, you know, run to all the fireplaces, but We closed them off. There was just, you know, no need to use them. But first floor, we have a couple, and on the second floor, we have one that's that we have. But, you know, it warms up. They're very, very efficient to use for warming up a room, too.
So they were gas fireplaces initially. There are no wood burnings.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, and we are not sure about this, but we're pretty sure that if it wasn't the first home with electric, it was probably one of the first, if not the first home to have electric run through the house. And when they built the house, it was they were thinking of everything, and they even ran conduit for the electric lines, which when we bought the house, the electric had already been redone, and we're glad we wouldn't have bought the house if that would have not been done, because that's just way too much. It's amazing whoever did the electric, and if somebody out there is listening knows who did the electric, I'd love to know who did the electric, because they did an amazing job.
I would think running electric plumbing in that house would be quite a project. Yeah, very lucrative for the contractor.
Very, very much, yeah. Yeah, there's like, well, with so many bathrooms in the house, there's a lot of lines to run, you know, hot, cold, vents, cast iron, you know, stacks and all kinds of stuff that you got to deal with, which that's been the biggest challenge, is just all those chases in the house, and the condition of the piping and the water lines and everything has been probably the biggest challenge that we've had, but we've pretty much got it all done.
Yeah, I'm looking on your brochure. How many bathrooms does it have? I hate to ask.
No, well, you know, people ask that question, and I can, you know, there's, I think you think I would just know off the top of my head, but let me go through it real quick, because then I'll be accurate, because there's, of course, one and a half in the basement, and there's two on the first floor. There's two on the, actually three on the second floor, and two, one and a half or two on the third floor. So how many is that? I don't know, nine.
Yeah, quite a few, and half bathrooms also. So right. That's always something you take a look at. About the fireplaces, that was kind of intriguing, and I guess I made a bit of a boo-boo, assuming they were wood-burning. It just seems unusual to me, with nine fireplaces, they would all be gas. Now, you know the area better than I do, certainly, much better. Is that typical of these larger homes, that they would have actually several fireplaces, but they're all gas? I was kind of intrigued by that. Maybe a mixture, but there's no wood-burning appliance at all.
No. The only wood-burning may have been in the basement where they cooked. And my guess is they did use, because there's no gas line that goes into that. It's like a fireplace down there, but you can tell that's where they did the cooking down there. And then on the first floor, they had a large, we'll call kitchen area or in prep room area. Back then, you know, that when the servants, they would prep everything and bring it out into the dining room, and, you know, very formal. And they did a lot of entertaining there through the years. One thing I did want to mention, because of the significance of the home, is the Hardings were there on many occasions for different, you know, events, you know, just gatherings of different kinds.
Speaking with Mr. Bob Goyer about the historic Huber home that he and his wife Connie have owned for over 10 years, feel free to give us a call about 38 minutes after 8 Eastern Time. Good morning. You are on WWGH Radio with Adam and Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I think gas fireplaces probably showed the innovation of the Hubers, you know, at the time also.
Yeah, we thought that same thing, along with the conduit being run for all the electric.
Yeah. Have you ever compiled a list of any of the famous people that may have stayed there?
Actually, we have people that have been there. Now, we've tried to find out if, especially when Harding's funeral was in town, if any famous people stayed there over, you know, and we haven't found that yet.
Or even some of Harding's friends, you know, Edison's and some of those that was in town.
Right.
During its time period.
Of course, Harding, he only came back to Marion one time after he became president.
Yeah.
And so after he became president and he ran around with some of those guys. Now, his dad, Edward, was more the guy that got around, I think, and knew a lot of these well-known people. But we're pretty sure, you know, Edward and Frank would have been there, too. Their houses were back-to-back. And it's really neat to see the pictures of the homes. I don't know if you remember the home that was on the corner of Greenwood and Center Street that was Edward Huber's.
Okay.
And
yep.
in between those two homes, there was a sunken garden, and the driveways were connected, and it was just at one. And then where Owens Electric is now, right across the street, on Greenwood Street, is where the carriage house was for the Hubers.
Yep.
And so you know, that whole area there would have been like an estate at one time.
Oh yeah. Have you pretty much retained the ballroom on the third floor?
Well, when we bought it, it had been all divided up into little office areas, but we took all that out, and now it's opened back up to a open area that would be more like a ballroom.
But I know it had some nice hardwood floors.
Oh, they're they are beautiful. In fact, all the hardwood floors in the house are just amazing.
You ever think of converting over to a bed and breakfast?
No, we're not bed and breakfast type people, but maybe an Airbnb type. On the third floor would be more what we'd want to do.
Okay. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long ways up to that third floor sometimes, too.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad you got it
and
are keeping it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Ernie. Have a great week and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Adam, along with Bob Goyer, owner of the historic Huber home, located at 416 East Church Street here in Marion, discussing the features of the home, which are might quite mind-boggling. But again, when it's 8,100 square feet, that certainly is to be expected. Welcoming your telephone calls, questions, comments. Have you had a tour of the home, had an event there? Do you have any memories of the house, any questions? Those are all welcome. 740-383-9945. Now, not unexpectedly, Bob, the house in its early days had some famous people connected to it, people with a lot more money than myself and certainly a lot more fame. Frank Huber was the president of the Marion Steam Shovel and VP of Fahey Bank. He married Nona Fahey, hopefully I'm pronouncing her name right, daughter of Tim Fahey, founder of Fahey Bank. He was a community leader and philanthropist in the early 1900s, and not unexpectedly a close personal friend of President Warren G. Harding. Now, you might wonder how much would a house of that size go for on the market today. Of course, as realtors say, it's location, location, location. I would say in maybe the Dublin area or a higher-end suburb, a house that size would be over $1 million, but in 1908, the cost to build the home was $25,000. And, you know, I wasn't around in 1908. In fact, that was actually 3 years before my maternal grandma was born, so I can't really have the perspective. Mm-hmm. But how does that compare to what houses cost, Bob, in those days? $25,000 certainly was a lot. And we take a look at what it would cost today. I mean, seven figures, certainly.
Well, I can't even imagine. I can't fathom what it would cost to build it today, even if you could, because it would take so much skilled craftsmanship to even begin to, match it because of the lighting, the chandeliers, the sconces, the woodwork, it was done with such, you can tell, high-end craftsmanship back in the time. They probably got only the best, of what they had back then. And it's really not, there are certainly other homes that have been built that are much more fancy or whatever, but for Marion, this was definitely a gem to not only have, but to to keep. And you know, we when we the Euler building, which I had mentioned earlier, that was it's downtown. It was built by Edward Huber, and some people may or may not know that. And when we bought that and we lived in that building, we didn't know we were going to end up living in his son's home. So we've kind of followed the Hubers around, and we really appreciate the Hubers and what they did for Marion, and how significant their legacy is for Marion. And you know, we really enjoy reminding people about that and how important they were to Marion's success, and how we, you know, Marion wouldn't be where it's at today if it wasn't for the Hubers.
Adam Lepp here at WWGH Radio on a program that I sometimes call Now Without Scott Spears. Scott is off today. He will be returning very soon. Scott, of course, having interviews with celebrities, local important people, and telephone calls from listeners like yourself. Bob and I do welcome your calls, questions, memories of the Huber home, and Marion history in general. The more you learn about Marion, the more you realize what a fascinating area and city it is. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. Now, Bob, you mentioned you and your wife live at the home. That
right.
is your residence. Which part of the house do you live in? I mean, like the White House, you know, when you tour the White House, you don't just knock on the door and say, oh, hi there,
right.
Joe and Jill. How you
right.
doing today?
Yep.
They probably are, they may be visible walking in the hall, but it's not like you go to visit them. So
right.
exactly, don't want to be nosy.
No,
but
it's
exactly
okay.
Where do you and the missus hang your hat, so to speak, inside right. this 8,000 square foot
yeah.
large home?
The second floor. And, you know, it was just, it was easy to decide to live on the second floor because that's where the Hubers had their main, that's where they mainly lived too. They had their bedrooms there. They had there's like a area for a living room. They had their bathrooms there, and they used the first floor to entertain and eat their dinners, you know, eat their meals on the first floor. And of course the third floor was where the servants' quarters were, but also the ballroom. People call it the ballroom, but it really wasn't a ballroom. We have the original plans, and on the original plans it's a billiard room. So our impression of Frank is he wasn't society, or I mean, even though he ran around with, you know, the elites of, we'll call him, of Marion, I think he was a very down to earth, very common sense, very practical type of a guy. He wasn't out to make a big name for himself. Wasn't trying to be anybody other than just who he was. You know, his dad was, I think, the same, but his dad was very inventive and innovative, of course. Frank didn't, I don't think, had that, but Frank had the financial and the business sense very, very strong that way. And when we read things about him, you can just tell that he was just a very, I think, humble guy wanted to do whatever he could to help Marion.
So Frank was in the upper echelon of Marion, out of lack of a better term, but he was a regular guy.
Yeah,
played,
I think so.
He played pool.
Yeah. I think he enjoyed being with people, not being the center of attention, but just like being around people. I mean, when they had gatherings there at the house, they would, it seemed like, we got the list. The papers used to list who came to these events, you know, these gatherings, you know, these social events, and how they decorated and stuff. And you can just tell just from that he enjoyed having people over. Yeah, he and the Hardings were good friends. In fact, I personally believe he was President Harding's best friend here in Marion. I mean, they were on a lot of committees together. They were on a lot of did a lot of things in Marion to help Marion grow. If when cars started coming in vogue, they helped start Marion Car Club, and it was interesting because, you know, back then they wouldn't have had all the street issues, as cars began to go around, there would have been horse and buggy still while cars started to arrive, and so they had to have some way of beginning to control that or whatever. And so he Huber and Harding and others were on that in a group that helped formulate how the traffic flow would be in Marion.
Speaking with Bob Goyer here on The Talking Place, Adam substituting for Scott Spears, taking your telephone calls, questions, maybe something you were wondering about the historic Huber home. Maybe you've had a tour and just maybe you know some of the people who were previously associated. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. So, Bob, it's just you and the missus who live there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any pets or
we have a dog. We have a chihuahua.
So
that runs the house.
Yeah,
you know.
I think you have a small dog in a huge home. Have you ever lost your dog in the house? Has the dog ever kind of hidden? I would think all the rooms, plenty of places to hide.
Yeah, but the grandkids, you talk about places to hide. That's like a grandkids' paradise to be able to.
You talk about
around there.
Indoor hide and go seek. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, so it's got the grand staircase, which is really a beautiful staircase, and then it has the servants' staircase. You know, the servants' staircase is as nice as most homes, but it's in the back for the servants to go up and down, of course, and so. When somebody comes to tour, we go through all that. We let them see all that. We want to share this with Marion because it's such an important part of Marion. Normally, over the years, there have been many different ones that have wanted to do different things with this house. For example, a couple different ones told me they thought about putting a funeral home in there. George Casota said he looked at it or was it Mike Nicholas? One of those two said they wanted to put a restaurant in there. And so there's been different things that people wanted to do with it, but we wanted to just take it back to a residence like it was in the beginning.
Good morning. You're on WWGH with Adam and Bob Goyer.
Is it haunted?
Nope. It is definitely not haunted. In fact, if I could say this, the only spirit that's in that house is the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Have a great week and happy holidays. Adam Lepp here, live in the studio on South Prospect, WWGH Radio, The Talking Place. Very pleased to have my special guest, Bob Goyer. That was a quick question, but it probably has come up. It is a large house.
It comes up all the time that people ask about it being haunted, and it's not. We would know it if it was, but... there's no chance it's going to ever be haunted.
Okay, well that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you could possibly lose a grandchild in this 8,000 square foot house, but the chihuahua is always around.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You would think a little dog in that huge house, that would just be a great situation. I'm kind of jealous, I think, of your pet.
He gets to run up and down the steps, and I mean he's as quick as if anybody has a chihuahua, they know what they're like. They're quick, they're fast, they're agile, and he goes up and down those steps like he's gliding, and it's fun to watch him, and he has a blast getting to run around the house.
They are quick and very smart and very sneaky.
Very smart.
Very sneaky.
Yes. Yeah, he's a lot of fun. His name's Macho, which we didn't give him that name, but he's scared of his own shadow sometimes, so it's a oxymoron for him.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, something else my mom said. Just about 7 minutes left, and if you want to stay a little bit longer, Bob, that's fine. Wasn't quite sure of your schedule, but
I'm good.
We can maybe run till 9:30. Taking your telephone calls again, questions, maybe some memories of the legacy of the historic Huber home, 740-383-WWGH. Those are the digits. Adam here until 10 a.m., substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Scott E. Spears, where E, of course, stands for Extremely Good and Unique Radio. Then I'm on with my own show between 10:15 and 11, which we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break. If you saw my Facebook posting, you saw where I indicated to get the coffee ready because this will be a unique educational broadcasting extravaganza, and I like to think that I follow through when I make those kind of claims. Now, Bob, again, the house is located at the Church and Greenwood intersection. east side of Great City of Marion. If you want to get a tour, I wasn't quite sure, so I'll just ask the $64,000 question. Is there a charge? How does that work if a person just wants to look around the house? Because I appreciate older architecture. I certainly would be interested in touring it. What's the cost? What's the procedure if you just want to look around the house and just see how cool it is?
Well, you know, since it's our home and we get to do whatever we want with it and however we want to charge, you know, if a group wants to come, or well, I'll start with it. Like if you wanted to come and look around, you're my friend. Now, you know, I would say, come on over and we'll show you around. Okay. Now somebody else, if I don't, we don't know them we may charge, you know, a few dollars just to, you know, ask for a donation or a few dollars just to show them around. If sometimes people will come because they want to check it out first before they rent space. And so we'll show them around then too. So.
Good morning, you're on WWGH, The Talking Place, with Bob Goyer and Adam.
Yes, West Huber House is off of Vernon Heights Boulevard. I always thought there was none there.
On Vernon Heights Boulevard. I don't know of any Huber home that was along there. The Hubers, you know, I don't know exactly where they lived before they built this house. I think they were still on Center Street down the street somewhere. I really haven't, you know, delved into that much, but I don't know if any of them living on, you said Mount
Vernon. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. We are accepting your telephone calls. Just questions, memories of the Huber historic Huber home, 740-383-9944. Bob will be back with us for a little bit after the top of the hour, so if you didn't get a chance to call in, that's fine. We will still be here. I'm certainly fascinated by local history, geography, and architecture, and with the historic Huber home, Bob, we kind of have all three. Just a quick question before we break for the news and features. You hear the word Huber a lot in the state. There's a Huber Ridge near Westerville and Huber Heights, a major suburb of Dayton. Are they the same family? Is there any connect? Let me take the phone call. Save the answer, and we'll go ahead and answer that question at the top of the hour. Good morning. You're on WWGH with Adam and Bob Goyer.
Yeah, Bob, I was curious. Is that the largest mansion in town that I was there?
Well, I believe it is. I don't know of a larger home, and you know, that's a residence, and you know, certainly there are buildings that have, that are larger. But as far as a residence goes, I think that is the largest in town.
You know, it's amazing to me that Marion don't have more.
They did. And if you go, you know, a good resource, if you're interested in that, is Randy Winland's books. He's written several books, you know, History of Marion, you know, with postcards. And I don't know how many square feet Edward Huber's home was, but if you've been in town very long, you may, if you remember, I don't, but on the corner of Center Street and Greenwood was Edward Huber's home, and it was... I probably dwarfed the one we're in. I mean, it was just amazing. We have pictures of it, but it was torn down, and some whoever it was put in that a gas station. That little brick building was, you know, the gas station that's on the corner there.
But that's, oh, that's where, the same.
But they've torn down Waddell Village, the Harding High School, and other homes and other buildings in town that were just beautiful. But, you know, I guess they, you know, hopefully we preserve what we have now, and all we can do now is remember what those were like.
I wonder if there's a book out that has some of that in it.
Yeah, if you go to the Historical Museum, they're on, you know, the Marion County Historical Museum, they have in their gift shop, they have several books that have pictures of past buildings that were in Marion.
Hmm. You know, I go through... Mount Vernon, I've been through it a handful of times, but there is a lot of beautiful mansions in Mount Vernon.
Yes, there are, yes.
You know, and, you know, I come back to Marion, I place that went, you know, there was a lot of important people here in Marion, too. Yeah. Where are these beautiful homes?
Yeah. There were many, but a lot of them had just been torn down.
Mount Vernon has some beautiful architecture.
Have you had to deal with any asbestos issues?
No. No, that's one of the, again, we wouldn't have bought it if it was had asbestos issues, and it's not, so we're good there.
Right, that would have cost you more than...
Yeah, it's...
One you could probably afford to have asbestos removed.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks again for the call. Almost at the top of the hour, we're going to bring Bob back for a little bit after the 9 a.m. features, taking more telephone calls. So stay tuned to a radio or listening device near you. Adam Lepp, see you back in a few minutes.